Kevin, how do you wrap up your first season in Calgary and how it went for you?
I think, went pretty well. You know, obviously don't make playoffs, but I think, in terms of individual level, but also team level, a lot to be proud of. So for me, a lot to be proud of. And then team level, I think in terms of building a culture and stuff like that, I think there's a lot of positives.
We know Rasmus was playing with broken ankle pretty much. How did that change what you had to do down the stretch about playing with him out there?
Just obviously going to limit his skating ability and stuff like that. So just, going to have to go a couple more puck retrieval, stuff like that, and then kind of change the way I play just based off I know he's not going to do certain things just because that stuff going on.
Finished tied for the final playoff spot with a record number of points for a non-playoff team. Does that teach you a lesson in the sense that a point in October means just as much as a point in April?
Yeah, you look at the overtime losses, shootout losses, whatever. You could look at those, or you could just look at how many we kind of gave away by giving up a goal to tie to go into that situation. So, learning lesson is just, every point matters. Doesn't matter if it's game one, game 30, or game 82. Just it all adds up. So, yeah.
As an RFA, have you given some thought on committing here long term? Is something you'd like to do?
Yeah, for sure. That's the plan right now.
What about how the season went gives you confidence that, in a year from now, we're not talking right now, you'll be playing a little bit longer?
Sorry?
What about the season makes you confident that next year you guys can make the playoffs?
I think it's a culture thing, right? Like, when you build an identity of just being like a hardworking, gritty team who's going to, claw away at every game, you can kind of bring guys in or whatever, and, they're going to buy into that right away, and it's going to show. So, you guys see it, the way we played right through till 82. So I think that's the biggest component for me is when you have that kind of just, culture and attitude and team identity, I think you can just throw guys in right away and they're going to buy in. So,
Kevin, from a personal standpoint, what parts of your game maybe did you like the best or were you most proud of this season? And then where do you see the kind of next step in your growth?
I think defending, obviously using my reach and, learning, what position to be in against certain players, like learning what kind of teams everybody plays a certain kind of game. Every player plays differently if they want to try and get behind you or, they want to be low and slow and kind of build speed through the neutral. So I think just stuff like that, learning the game, learning how different opposition likes to play. And then I think the biggest jump for me is coming in this season, obviously getting it. A lower body injury, I'm real excited just to get right in the gym, like right away, start, rehabbing and getting that fixed out. I think that's going to just be another, 2 to 3 percenter for me just to build off.
Did that camp injury linger for a long time for you?
Yeah, it was one thing I was constantly playing and just managing the whole season. So, yeah.
Do you mind sharing what it was?
It was just it's nothing crazy, but it's just something that's just a lingering thing that I felt like was, holding me back just that couple percent. But, I think it's a 2 to 3 percenter, and I feel like I'll make a huge gain this summer.
Like, we talk about the young core of this team, and I sometimes forget that you're only 24. How much improvement do you feel like you still have to make in your game?
Yeah, no, I'm extremely excited. Like, I just, every year you learn more, and that's the exciting part, going back and be like, hey, what can I have done better? Getting back from this road trip, just, could I get to sleep, get an extra hour, average an extra, 30, 40 minutes every single day? How much does that add up? Or nutrition, hydration, preparation for certain games? That's a huge thing to, add in every single year. But then also stuff like, rehabbing the lower body thing and, coming back. I think that can be a 3 percenter, and all that stuff just compounds gradually over the years. So, going from 22 till whatever it is, 27, 28, I think if you make those things consistently better, 1 to 2% better, it just compounds, and you're going to end up with like a 20% gain in the long run.
Understanding it was only 20 minutes together, what were your impressions of Zane and his NHL debut?
He's got good confidence. He's a swaggy player, and, yeah, it was cool to play with him.
little bit similar to Rasmus maybe in that regard? Or?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like that same type of, you know, confidence, you could see it in him. So it's cool to see a young guy like that and has a lot of swagger.
Kevin, have you had any conversations about potentially playing at the World Championship?
Yeah, I don't particularly know anything about that right now. So I think the biggest thing for me is, again, get fixed up and, you know, get ready for next season, get the lower body thing dealt with.